Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you're very welcome to today's podcast episode on WriteCome.com. And today's podcast episode is entitled, Just Accept That You're a Big Failure. I'm here to tell you that you are, but not just you, it's all of us. You know, we've always failed our way, you know, from our birth up to this moment in time. You know, we've constantly failed, we've done things wrong, but we've learned from those things and we've improved over time. You know, if I go back to the time when I was beginning to ride a bike, you know, I remember the first time I put my foot on the pedal and, you know, how nervous I was, and then I pushed off and I think I maybe made maybe 1 or 2 feet and then I fell maybe to the left. Fell on the ground, you know, then I got myself upright, got back in the saddle again, you know, thanks to my father, you know, coaxing me along and motivating me and inspiring me that, you know, I probably, the next time I think I maybe did 3 or 4 feet and then I fell the other way. But, you know, it wasn't until maybe the, I don't know how many times it was, but eventually, anyway, my father had the back of the saddle and he was racing down the garden and he let go of the saddle. And then all of a sudden, you know, my little legs were pumping away like furiously trying to keep the bike upright. And for a split second, I forgot that he wasn't holding the bike. And, you know, I cycled along on my own. But, you know, as most kids do, you probably look over your shoulder and your parents gone or whoever's helping you. And then all of a sudden, you know, panic sets in and then eventually you fall over. But in my case, I actually kept going. But rather than going in a straight line, I was actually doing circles. So I started off in a kind of wide circle. And then I kind of started doing ever decreasing circles until eventually I got near the feet of my father and the neighbor and I fell at their feet. But for that moment, I was flying on my own. But if I look back at, you know, I'd learned how to ride a bike. You know, I probably went 2 feet to the left. You know, the next time I got back on the bike, I probably went 2 feet to the right. And maybe the next time, I didn't go in a straight line. You know, I probably had visions of maybe looking at the gate ahead and aiming for that. Like my father probably told me, you know, aim for something and, you know, keep the handlebars pointing that way and just keep cycling towards it. But I know in my heart, I probably zigzagged, you know, all the way until eventually reached that moment where, you know, I took off. And then even at that, it still wasn't a straight line that I went in. Like, as I said, I went in a circle before I fell over. And it's like that with so many of us. Like, no matter what we try to do, you know, you may have a vision of, you know, for example, if I just take it to writing, maybe you have a vision of having a huge popular blog. You know, maybe you're going to be a fiction writer, or maybe you want to create a video course or emails or something like that. You're going to do something with your writing. And, you know, like me looking at that gateway and having a kind of a pinpoint to where I wanted to get to, you know, you're probably finding that you're not actually going there. You're probably veering to the left for a bit. You might be veering to the right a little bit. And, you know, you're making mistakes, but for every mistake you make, it does seem like sometimes that you're not on course, you're off path. But I'm here to tell you like that life is going to be like that. If you look back at any part of your life, you're going to find that there's been this kind of a long kind of maybe zigzag course or a kind of curving course, you know, that you took before you actually reach your destination. You know, even if I look at probably the first podcast I've done here, if you've been a long time listener, or even if you just want to go back just for curiosity, if you go back to the first podcast episode, I'm sure you'll see how nervous I was on that podcast episode. I was probably doing a lot of and pausing and, you know, didn't speak properly or clearly or whatever it is. But from that first podcast episode, even though it probably wasn't the best I could have did, it was the best I could have did at the time. You know, I made mistakes in that podcast, but I learned from those mistakes, and that went into the second episode and the third episode. And, you know, probably when you listen to this podcast episode, hopefully I've improved. You can tell me if I haven't or I have. But, you know, I am sure that I've kind of gone on this zigzag course. You know, I mightn't have finished that first podcast episode the way I wanted to, but I learned something from it. And, you know, so it is with whatever you want to do. You know, a lot of people, you know, the thought of failure is too big of a thing. You know, it probably goes back to when they were at school, maybe, and the teacher maybe singled them out and asked them a question and, you know, they got it wrong, and then all of a sudden all their classmates were kind of sniggering and laughing at them. And, you know, that moment of failure still kind of haunts them. And, you know, they don't want to fail first time. They don't want to, be showing up in front of a crowd. They don't want to embarrass themselves. You know, that's why in social media, everybody lives in a perfect world. You know, they never make any mistakes. They always go on the perfect holiday. You know, it's rarely that you will actually see them put maybe a blooper up that you would see on Fail Army or something like that. You never see them, you know, slipping and falling into the swim pool. It's always, everybody is smiling with cocktails and, you know, they're all smiling by the edge of the pool and all that. And everything looks perfect because, you know, God forbid that they should actually embarrass themselves by putting a silly video up of something stupid that they did. And you know, that's why, you know, that's what I love about social media. It's all kind of photoshopped and everything is airbrushed to make everything look perfect, because majority of people don't like looking to be a failure in public. And because of that, they don't actually go for whatever goal they want to achieve, you know, because, you know, they might maybe, you know, try something maybe once or twice, maybe they might fail at it, and then they say, you know, they'll just throw it down and just say, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. I haven't got the talent. I haven't got this and I haven't got that. Rather than looking at it and saying, right, okay, I'm not the best, but what did I learn from the last time I tried this? You know, if you're writing a blog post, you know, you can't expect your blog to just take off and be the most fantastic blog in the world. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to write blog posts that are going to fail. But, you know, you're going to find, you're going to learn from those mistakes. And over time, that kind of zigzag course that you're going to make, it's eventually going to get you where your destination is. You know, it mightn't maybe get you as quickly there as you think. You know, you're probably thinking of a kind of destination A and you're going to straight line to B. But you're going to find when you look back over whatever you do, you're going to kind of zig off to the left, you're going to zig off to the right, you're going to zig off, and you're going to go both ways until eventually you reach that point. You know, it's said that, you know, a missile or a spaceship or something like that, or even an airplane, you know, the majority of times it never flies the true course. You know, in the example like an airplane, it's always kind of been buffeted around by the wind. It's been blown to the left, it's been blown to the right, it's been blown up, it's been blown down. And it's kind of moving around, constantly in the air on its way to wherever the destination is. But like, it has systems on the plane that's always kind of recorrecting its course. It's always turning it to the right, turning it to the left, or, you know, making it fly higher or making it fly lower, until eventually it kind of zigzags its way all the way to the destination and gets there. And so it is with going to be for you. You know, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to have to, you're going to have to get over your kind of fear of embarrassing yourself, or, you know, the failure. You know, every step you take, you're going to learn something new from it. You know, from probably the first time I pushed that pedal, you know, I probably learned, well, you know, the next time I need to get my other leg up in time because I need to get it on the other pedal. You know, so even though I only went maybe 1 foot, you know, I learned something there. So I knew the next time I have to get my foot up on the pedal to push it off, to kind of push it around the next time. And then maybe I didn't learn from that, but the next time I gave it a go, you know, I constantly had that back, and I still have to do that. That's what I need to do next time. When you push over this foot, when it goes round and the other pedal comes up, I need to put my other foot up and then push down on that and bring the other one around again. And, you know, it probably took me a couple of times before I eventually got, you know, the 2 feet on the pedals and pumping them around and around and around rather than just pushing off with the one. But, you know, I learned something from that. And then as I put it into practice, you know, eventually it became second nature to me. And then all of a sudden I just took off and I started cycling. So no matter what you're doing today, you know, you're not going to have success from the out, you know, from the first chance. And even if you do have success, you know, you probably haven't learned anything from it. You know, it's from actually failing that you're making mistakes that you're actually going to learn more. You're going to learn more from your failures than you are from your successes. Because, you know, when you do have a success, you don't actually know then, well, what did I do right? And, you know, maybe it was just a kind of a fluke. You know, maybe you got the right traffic or the right customers or the right readers or something like that. And maybe it was just a perfect scenario. Rather than if you failed, you can say, well, okay, the traffic wasn't good enough that day, or I didn't write a good enough piece, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that, or it wasn't the video course that people were looking for. And you learn something from it. And then the next time when you try again, you know, you change what you've did to make a difference then in your next attempt. So whatever you're doing today, I'm just going to here to tell you that you are a big failure, and you'll always continue to be a big failure, and it's something that you're going to have to get over if you're going to be successful in whatever you want to do online or even in life. You know, you look back through your life, you're going to see that you've never been successful from the word go. You've always made mistakes, but eventually if you just kept going at it, that kind of zigzag route eventually got you to where you want to go. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope I've made you think, that maybe you should try something once again, or, you know, stick with it until you become successful at it. Because, you know, by sticking with it, you're going to overcome all those failures. You're going to learn something from them, and you're going to put your next foot forward, which will be a better step than the one you took before that. So if you enjoyed this podcast episode, you know, you'll probably see some social media buttons around. You want to click one or two of them and share them with people who you think would appreciate this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And if you'd like to know more about me, or if you'd like to find out more of the great content that's on the WriteCom site, if you just come over to WriteCome.com, you'll find me and all my writing over there. So as always, thanks for sharing your time with me again today, and take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the WriteCome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks, and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.